So we're going to press on because I've got now I do have my guest first guest this evening, and my first guest this evening is attended a function this morning actually that I should have attended at Whakaata Māori, but not being too well, I didn't head to Auckland. But anyway, it would have been interesting. I think it's very interesting. So I welcome this evening my first guest, Julian Wilcox. Kia ora, Julian. Nice to have you on Radio Wātea this evening.
Thank you for having me, and we're sorry you couldn't make it today, but I understand with health and stuff, you know, we've got to look after each other.
We certainly do. But look, I'd love you to tell me what it's about, because I understand that this is a training facility, which is certainly going to benefit those who want to see growth in te reo, in Māori programming content. So this is obviously a very new initiative.
It is, although to be fair, Māori television, since it moved to East Tāmaki, has looked at a studio facility. So today really was launching and opening Hawaii Kirangi. It's the name of this innovative new creative studio, which, as you say, is about developing content. So, you know, online television, all that kind of stuff. It's the biggest television studio in Auckland. Co-located actually at the headquarters of Whakaata Māori out of East Tāmaki. And for a long time, I think people have wanted this facility to be open so that Māori television, not only Māori television, but in particular Whakaata Māori, could develop content for all its platforms, you know, online, digital, and of course on some linear platforms with Whakaata Māori and te reo. So it was a wonderful event to attend today, and I was just the MC, but I think Shane Todima, the CEO, Jamie Tuta, the Toiho of the Runanga, the board of Whakaata Māori, the board members, Te Mātā Wai, the Minister Willie Jackson, Minister for Māori Development, other MPs, other ministers, the Honourable Marama Davidson and the Honourable Penny Henare, National Party MPs, Tumba Pōtaka, Melissa Lee, and I think Jenny Markoff from New Zealand First, goes to show, I think, the love and appreciation that the wider community has for Whakaata Māori, but also for the work that the team at Whakaata Māori has put in to, you know, to build and to develop this new and exciting studio, creative platform to be able to, as you say, train the new and up-and-coming talent within the media environment, but also to be able to directly support the work that Whakaata Māori is doing and can do in the future.
We obviously have a lot of talent. You can see it coming through. So we would have enough talent that would want to go through the training, or are they coming? Are our new talent already coming with the skills? And is this just a polishing facility, or does it get into the real nitty gritty of what is required to make through all media platform to be professional, to present in a way that presents outstanding and stunning productions right across the board?
Well, going to the first question, I think, by Metapeka, you're right in that I think we have so much talent coming through. And all you have to do is have a look at your social media platforms now, whether it be Instagram, Facebook, the X, or formerly Twitter, or anything else out there, or TikTok. Everyone's a creator. Everyone's a creative. Everyone has got the ability to be able to post things online. And we're quite quick at adopting and adapting to new technology. So the good thing about this is that not only will it, I think, nourish and continue to revitalise Whakaata Māori and the work that it's doing, and it's stated the outcome is very clear, ke Māori o te reo Māori, right? So this is an innovative creative hub that will support everything that Whakaata Māori is doing. There's the ability, I think, for lots of other people within the media sector, within the content development sector, to be able to hire these studios to help them make the content that they're doing. And then to come to the training aspect, Whakaata Māori is directly involved in Te Rito, which is the Māori media training program, alongside others, including Discovery, formerly TV3, News Hub, the Māori news program there, which is a journalism program. But it's an example of Whakaata Māori being directly involved and wanting to train the future generations just within journalism. You know, I was involved for a long time with Ngaitahu and with an initiative there called Tahu News, which is looking at doing the same thing but basing people regionally. So I think there is talent, but you know, it's hard to be able to train people without having the premises, without having the studios, without having all the technical requirements and equipment that you need to be able to turn those things into content reality and to then create those things and put them out onto different platforms and make them available to the public. So I think this will be a key cog, not just for Whakaata Māori, but for the Māori media sector, for the Māori creative sector, and for the future of the workforce development sector, to be able to use a facility like this. And hopefully for Whakaata Māori, and of course I'm not an employee of Whakaata Māori, but obviously a long-term fan of Whakaata Māori, given my experience with them. But I think it's really important that Whakaata Māori continues to be able to compete with all the other broadcasters that are out there at the moment. And as you know, it's hard out there at the moment in media content land. So we need our taonga, we need our broadcaster, Whakaata Māori, to be able to compete with all the others. And as the Minister for Māori Development said this morning, you know, the Pākehās have been at this game since 1960, and they've had all the resources, and they've been able to corner the market for a long time. And this shows the commitment, I think, to Māori broadcasting. It shows the commitment to Whakaata Māori. The fact that many people of different political persuasions were there this morning shows, I think, the ongoing support. No matter who's the government after October 14, their ongoing support, hopefully, to Whakaata Māori. And it's also, I think, for Whakaata Māori, and this is what Shane Todima was talking about this morning. And again, he was reappointed for another 5-year term as CEO, which I think is a portent of good things to come for Whakaata Māori, for its stability going forward. But he said this morning that this is just the start. They've got other dreams and aspirations they wish to execute and to fulfil through his next tenure over the next 5 years. So it's exciting. You know, if you get time to come to Tāmaki next time you're up, please go have a look at it, because it is a beautiful facility. I mean, not just aesthetically, but you walk in and you get a real sense that, you know, Whakaata Māori is trying to compete. And it wants all those in the Māori media sector and all those in the Māori content creation sector to be able to compete as well with the best in the business out there at the moment. And it can't do that if it doesn't get the access to the resource to be able to help develop the new studio facility, the likes of which they have now in Hawaiki-rangi.
It does sound very exciting. And you just mentioned, Julian, that since the 1960s, Pākehā have been in the game, and so they're streets ahead. And yet, when you think about it, they're still very monocultural, monolingual. And so what we've got here is a facility that will train Māori creatives, and I guess others as well, to showcase and broadcast and tell and encourage the difference that Māori can bring in this arena, in this area. It really sounds very exciting.
Yeah, and boy, do we need that difference now, eh, Whai Merepeka?
Yeah,
People are talking about us all the time. And if we're not talking about ourselves, and if we're not telling our stories in our way with our people, using the resources that we've got, then we're always going to be at a loss, or certainly at a deficit by comparison to what all those others in the media sector are doing at the moment. You mentioned the point about others who can use this facility. I think, again, Whakaata Māori today, I mean, if you have a look at the way in which that event was handled and undertaken, and the commitment also of the kaimahi of Whakaata Māori, through Kapa Haka and through the expression of Te Reo Māori today, you get a real sense of what Whakaata Māori is about. And, I think people would have said a few years back that potentially Whakaata Māori had lost their way. I think they're very clear about their mission now. Mm-hmm. I think they're very clear about what they're trying to do. They exist for Te Reo Māori. And I think if there are people out there who are looking to develop content and create content and then eventually curate that content and broadcast it to a wider audience, for the benefit of Te Reo Māori, Whakaata Māori's on that waka. Mm-hmm. And they can jump on board with them. And I think that's really important, because if Whakaata Māori is not doing that, yes, other broadcasters, even some that I'm contracted to, whether it be Discovery or RNZ or others, you know, they have a commitment to, and so they should have a commitment to Te Reo and Te Riti and outcomes for Māori. However, there's only one broadcaster that has, as a stated outcome, ko Te Oro Te Reo Māori, Te Māori ora te reo Māori, and that's somehow the Māori. And so, you know, it's not just about our perspectives and our views and the way in which we express ourselves to ourselves, but it's also really important that we remember that whakata Māori is just for te reo Māori. And I think that came through very clearly this morning and everything that the taumahi were doing. It came through very clearly, you know, in the expressions from those who spoke, including the minister, the Honourable Willie Jackson, Rei Kuratahi, the co-chair of Te Mau Pāwai, Jamie Tuta, the chair of the board, and also Shane Taitima. I think that's something that's really important as well. You know, it was mentioned in the whakorero by the Ahui Papa and the as well, from the Kaimaroa National Trust. It was mentioned very clearly about what whakata Māori is all about. It's about te reo Māori. And without having something like that dedicated to our language in the broadcasting sector, imagine how much worse off we would be without that voice.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And tell me, does Hawaikirangi, does it have a their own head of department, or what would you call it, general manager of the training facility? Has someone been appointed to that, or does it come under the umbrella of another department within whakata Māori?
No, very clearly, you know, it all sits under the CEO of whakata Māori, under Shane Taitima. You know, it was developed by the head of technology and others who worked with it. The other really cool thing is, and you may remember the original building by Metapeka in Newmarket, whakata Māori studio, Māori television as it was then, the head office and studio had a very, very clear Māori, kaupapa Māori theme going through it. You know, with Te Tini Te Waitangi, Ngāke Te Atāne, Te Pautoko Manawau, Te Whare, and one of the designers who helped give that life when it first started in Newmarket in 2004, a man called Karen Wilson, was involved in the creative look and feel of Hawaikirangi, of this new studio. And so he was there today. And can I say to you, jealously, he hasn't changed in 20 years. So it was great to see him. And that continuing thread of an expression of who we are through artistic design in the studio is very prevalent there. So it sits under, you know, ultimately under the CEO, Shane Taitima. But yeah, the head of technology, Epakata Māori, I guess, has direct responsibility, if you can put it that way. You know, and importantly, it's got to do a number of different things. You can't just have a studio, you know, without having everything that goes with it, you know, including wardrobe, including makeup rooms. And these things require a bit of technical expertise from those experts in those fields to be able to consult with those who are trying to give it life. There's a boardroom in there. There's obviously office space that's available in Hawaikirangi itself. I think just to talk about the name, I mean, the name Hawaikirangi was done in consolidation with and in consideration with Rangi Mātāmua, Professor Rangi Mātāmua, who spoke about what the name means today. And obviously it calls on, you know, our traditional history of Hawaiki and our ability to be able to determine and to lead ourselves, harking back to those strong traditions, you know, of our Hawaiki traditions, back to Te Moana Nui Ākewa, and linking us obviously with Te Moana Nui Ākewa. But I think the other thing that's really important about the name itself is that without the parata, without the kaimahi, making that philosophy real, they talked about it today, about, yes, Hawaikirangi, Hawaiki tangata, that, you know, calls our celestial knowledge and mātauranga Māori and helping guide and helping inspire and helping invigorate and motivate. But it's also about people and making the vision and that vision of leadership for ourselves and for us. Without the people to be able to make that real, again, these things just sit as expressions of aspiration and nothing else. And so Hawaikirangi, Hawaiki tangata. In fact, I caught up with Professor Rangi Mātāmua after the launch today, and he said, you know, Julian, there's the name Hawaikirangi, they cut one last bit off. And I said, what's that? He goes, Hawaikirangi Mātāmua. Now, I know he's saying that in a joking fashion, but it shows you how very committed whakata Māori is to continuing our traditions in physical manifestation of this new studio facility, creative hub, innovative agency in Hawaikirangi, but also, you know, making sure that our traditions about who we are and our history help guide us into the future.
Yes. Well, it's good to see that today there were members of parliament from other parties there, as you mentioned, because it's, everybody's in full full, what would you call it, campaigning mode now. So it's nice to see that for an occasion such as this, which is very special, and it brings members of parliament from other political parties together. To be committed to something that's actually even bigger than they are. It's got a real sense of purpose. It can do such wonders actually for where New Zealand's going to go in the future.
Look, you would hope so. That message was made very clear today.
Good.
And Māori. <Maldi, clears throat>
Yes.
Melissa Lee, who's the broadcasting spokesperson for the National Party, was there with Tama Pōtaka, the member of Hamilton West. As I said, Peony and Willie were there, Marama Davidson from the Greens, and of course, I think Jenny Marcroft from New Zealand First. You would hope that no matter who the government is after October 14th, and whatever that looks like, is that their ongoing commitment to Whakaata Māori continues, and not just, you know, to Whakaata Māori, but actually to their Māori revitalisation.
Yes.
The way in which Māori issues are being talked about, and see now I'm coming very much into your purview here, Medepeka, given your own political aspirations. But the way in which we are being talked about needs to be seriously called out by some political representatives and the aspirants within the political world at the moment. The way in which they are talking about Māori issues, the way in which they are talking about, you know, things like the Māori Health Authority and other things, which, as we both know, via Medepeka, where the Māori communities are tremendously important to us. The way in which these issues are being talked about and being used as a political football in this current environment, which happens every 3 years, I know, but there seems to be a greater kick to this. From my perspective, and you know, I'd appreciate your feedback on this, it feels to me like there's a much harder kick to this narrative, to the way in which our issues are being talked about by these political parties, who, by the way, are led by Māori, and I'm not going to name them, who are led by Māori, actually. You know, you would hope that the message this morning, not just about Te Reo, not just about Māori broadcasting, not just about Whakaata Māori, but the way in which those issues are being talked about, the way in which we are being used in this current political climate, also got through. You know, unfortunately, there are a couple of people who weren't in the room to hear it who probably should have been, and hence the reason why you and I are talking tonight. But yeah, you're right. It, you know, we can't help but talk about current political issues when we have a hui. It's a very Māori thing to do. It's a very Whakaata Māori thing to do as well, if I can say that. But, you know, I think that message was made loud and clear. And, you know, I do feel those who were there showed their commitment to that as well, which is important.
Yeah, and I think you're so right because I hear the rhetoric, and I'm disappointed, but I guess when people are desperate to get into power, they've been hanging on the outer for some time, obviously, and they're desperate, and so they think if they can put the boot in, and really, if we're being honest, cause disquiet and probably play into people's fear. Then they'll do that. They'll do that. And that to me is desperation. But it's not going unnoticed, Julie, and it certainly isn't. And I think after the 14th of October, I don't think we should be we shouldn't be letting these issues lie right now. But after the 14th of October, we certainly should be aware that we need to think about what we can do after that as well in terms of countering that sort of narrative, because it's unhelpful and it actually can lead to really, I think, bad relationships that might take some time to repair again after the election.
Yeah, the other thing I feel for is I don't think they actually believe that crap. You know, you're right. It's a means to achieve an end, which is to get back into parliament. But if that is, you know, what makes the sun shine in your life, and this is the way in which you choose to do that, well, you know, I imagine in 10 years' time we're going to hear the big apology from "I can't believe I said that thing 10 years ago." But this stuff matters. You know, it affects and impacts so many of our people when we are talked about in this way. And yet they're just mealy-mouthed words, as I say, as a means to achieve a political end. And hopefully, hopefully, we have people from our own, you know, champions within our own communities who are going to call this stuff to account, But the other thing about the studios today and that name Waikidangi, you know, it's inspired by, it's a living embodiment of our ancestral history and knowledge, inspired by the spirit of Hawaiki. And I just think sometimes some of these people need to keep that stuff in mind. Because when we're talking about really exciting things like creative expression or a hub for creative expression and, you know, providing opportunities for emerging creatives and established professionals to develop their skills and share knowledge and promote te reo Māori and culture, and how celebratory that is, and how awesome that is, and how, you know, amazing it is to be able to talk about these things. And then, you know, within a couple of hours, we see political issues being knocked about by other members of the media, by political leaders. You know, I would encourage all of us to be able to take guidance from those principles that have been embodied by Hawaikirangi, of leaning on, you know, our inspirational history of our ancestors and that spirit of Hawaikirangi to help guide us in the future. And I hope that happens.
Yes, I do too. I do too. I just think that, you know, I look at our young people today, particularly those who've come through Kohanga Reo, Kura Kaupapa, Wānanga, and we've got Whakaata Māori, and we've got our radio, our iwi radio stations. And so, you know, we're being seen, we're being heard. And I just think there's no saying to us, we'll get back into your box or, you know, go back to the back seats again. That's never going to happen now. And our young people in particular, they're well-travelled, they're bilingual, they're absolutely staunchly proud of who they are. And so they are becoming a force to be reckoned with, as indeed most of us are who've been trying for many years just to ensure that we take our rightful place in the ongoing future of our country, our beautiful country. And it's there for everybody. But certainly we're not in the back seats any longer. That's for bloody real.
Oh, couldn't have said it better. Amine. I couldn't have said it better myself. You know, the other thing I have to tell you by was where they had the event was in the car park at Whakaata Māori. And the MC, who may or may not be your guest on your show tonight, said that, you know, there's a park out phrase that they paved paradise and put up a parking lot. Well, Whakaata Māori took the parking lot and paved a palace to be able to celebrate Māori initiative, Māori prayer activity, Māori media, and te reo Māori through Hawaikirangi. And it was awesome, Fire. And, I know you couldn't make it. I know you were really keen to get there. But it was a really awesome event to be a part of. And, you know, as an ex-Māori television employee and someone who was there when it started in 2004, I take a real keen sense of pride. Even though I'm not working there now, it's one of those things. It's a bit like Hotel California. You know, you never leave Whakaata Māori. A bit of it always stays with you, in my view. And, I find an immense sense of pride of being a part of the event today and seeing Māori television, you know, Whakaata Māori, continuing to grow. And long may that continue.
Oh, well, look, Julian, thank you so much for making time this evening. And thank you so much for your program and the work that you do with Hui and all of the, you know, when we see you, we get a thrill. First of all, you're good looking. Let's be real. That helps. Very photogenic, my dear.
But it's... I've been told, reliably informed, that's from my Tarawa side.
Absolutely.
Who am I to?
No doubt about that. But of course, also we'll be watching you as we come up to the election, because you'll have a very full program, of course, won't you? Following the politicians and getting people on to your show, and because yes. this is a significant election. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, look, we're hosting the Māori electorate debates. It actually begins next week. We've got a Māori language episode of the Hui next week, where we'll have Māori political commentators in te reo Māori talking about Māori politics, hedging their bets on who they think are going to win the Māori seats. And I'll tell you what, there's going to be some awesome electorate races in the Māori electorate this year, and you know that better than most. And also some key Māori standing in key general seats as well in this election. But we're hosting Māori election debates, and we're looking forward to that. And I love them because the way in which we debate is, I think, much more wholesome. Mm. I think it's much more illuminative. I think it's much more informative, the way in which we hold our debates. And to be honest, all our Māori politicians, they all cleave to this notion of he mana tō te tangata.
Aye.
And so we don't play the person, we play the ball. And I think that's vitally important. And it, hopefully it is a model by which our Pākehā colleagues in the Pākehā media and the non-Māori media aspire to follow. Because, you know, at the end of the day, we always say in our debates, he whanaunga tātou, the Māori tātou, degrees of separation are very limited. And if you don't uphold that notion of mana tangata, mana tō te tangata, you don't go very far in Māori politics, is my staunch view.
No, and that's very true. And it's always nice to see us because we are, when we're debating, and of course the sense of humour often comes out, which I find lovely, you know. So, and that's how it should be. We can talk to the issues and be serious, but I love it sometimes when our sense of humour shines through and everybody can have a giggle.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Look, and you know, the other thing is we've got some key issues to talk about in our Māori allegiance, you know. Yes, there are some key issues across all of them, but there are specific issues that, hey, let's have a look and see what happened with cyclones and the ongoing effects of the cyclone in places like Ekoro Rafiti or indeed into Taitokoro. You know, let's look at what's happening with housing in places like, you know, where you are from, you know, Rotorua in the Wairiki seat. Let's have a look at what's happening with forestry and farming in places like Te Taitonga. You know, each electorate has key issues, and all of the electorates have similar issues as well in terms of cost of living, health and education, those kind of things. So I'm looking forward to those. I don't think debate's actually the right word, eh? Fine. Maybe it's wānanga rather than debate. I don't know. Anyway, I just think they're a lot better than some of the debates, and I use that word specifically, when they're held in the IR associates and the Pākehā media.
Yes. Great. Well, look, Julian, thank you so much. It's been lovely speaking with you, and you have a great week.
Tēnā koe, it's fine. I'm Inui Kākoe.